an auditorium, a gym, a cafeteria, and a kitchen. These are a few of the things that the former Barnard Elementary School building has, which until this spring, Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences lacked. Fondly known as TSAS, Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences is one of Tulsa's few charter high schools. For the past 11 years since it opened, it's been located in an office building near 51st and Yale. Now, thanks to Project Schoolhouse and a partnership with Tulsa Public Schools, TSAS will have its own school building for the first time. Tonight is an open house, and many current students and incoming freshmen are seeing the building for the first time. The student jazz band performs for the first time on what will be the school stage as students, parents, teachers, alumni, and friends file into the auditorium. TSAS Director Eric Doss addresses the crowd for a brief introduction.
I would like to welcome you to our new home.
The main event, however, is guided walking tours of the new place, courtesy TSAS students.
This will be
Junior Blair Bovard.
Yes.
This will be a typical classroom at TSAS, and this blue strip of tape represents one of our classrooms currently at TSAS, and this is the size of it, and then this is the size we're gaining.
Strips of painter's tape demark a rectangle about two-thirds the size of the classroom.
And overall, the move will give us 25,000 more square feet than our office building right now.
It's technically a gain of just one extra classroom, but larger rooms, roomy hallways, and those added bonuses like the cafeteria and gym add up. Here's junior Chris Huddle.
I'm a really tall person, and the building that TSAS is in right now is not good for tall people, and I hit a lot of things. I like to skip, and I hit doorways, and I can skip down the halls in here and pretend to be an airplane at the same time.
Both Burma Carter and Blair Bovard will graduate next year, but their feelings about that aren't exactly typical.
I wish I was like a freshman so I can come in and have 4 years here. It's like, can I start over again? And just like,
originally, I was wishing I was a senior graduating from the old building, but now I really wish I was a freshman going into the new building.
It's not a perfect place. The water fountains, for instance, are a size more suited to third graders than 10th graders, and the building's been sitting vacant for a year, so those water fountains aren't in the best of repair. But TSAS officially takes possession of the building on July 1st, and Doss says that volunteer workdays are already scheduled.
So the next weekend, we are planning on doing some washing and painting and breaking things, I'm sure.
Burma Carter is ready to start work.
For us to come in here and change everything and make it the way we want it to be and come in and see the change from summer to whenever we start the school, and I feel like it's a great opportunity for us to come here and start new roots in a permanent building.
Director Eric Doss calls the building, constructed through the WPA, a metaphor for TSAS.
I think that our education model is sort of a traditional school with sort of some unique aspects to it. And I think this building is a traditional school with unique aspects to it.
From former Barnard Elementary, future home of Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences, I'm Katherine Roberts, KWGS News.